Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. A report from Bloomberg this week dives deeper into the new work-from-home culture at Apple throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. The report details how Apple is adapting to the new remote work environment and that several new products are still in development. According to Bloomberg, Apple is moving ahead with the development of new products that could be released as early as this year. This includes a refreshed HomePod and Apple TV, new budget iPads, a new Apple Watch, and a new iMac. The report doesn't dive into specifics about each of these new products, but instead the report serves as confirmation that Apple is trudging ahead with this development despite the new remote work environment. But 9 to 5 Mac has reported several times that a new Apple TV is on the way, and Bloomberg has previously reported that Apple is developing a new HomePod. But details on what exactly a new HomePod might bring remain unclear. Again, the overarching focus of the Bloomberg report is on remote work. For instance, Apple employees are not only using Apple services for communication, but also things like Slack and WebEx. And for file sharing, Apple limits its employees to its own suite of apps, as well as software from Salesforce and Box. The report also emphasizes that much of Apple's own software is designed for consumer use rather than enterprise. So that's why many Apple employees have turned to this third-party software to ease the work-from-home transition. Bloomberg also reiterates that it believes the iPhone 12 is on track for a release in the normal fall timeframe, and software releases such as iOS 14 and watchOS 7 are also said to be on schedule. And Apple is letting certain employees take home future versions of iOS software to continue development, but there are strict protocols in place to help prevent leaks. And Apple is also, for the first time, allowing hardware engineers to take home future versions of products such as iPhones. This is a major change from Apple's normal security protocols, which generally strictly prohibit the off-site use of new products. Again, the emphasis of the Bloomberg report is that Apple is pushing ahead as normal and adapting rapidly to the changing work environments caused by COVID-19. You can read our full coverage of the report at the link in the show notes below. In other news, the long-rumored iPhone 9 is expected to be released at some point this spring. And ahead of that, accessories from case makers are now making their way to retailers such as Best Buy, with specific instructions not to inventory the products until the end of this week. An image obtained by 9to5Mac shows an Urban Armor Gear case for the new 4.7-inch 2020 iPhone. According to a 9to5Mac tipster, these cases, among others, are being sent to retailers such as Best Buy this week. But those retailers are being instructed not to merchandise these accessories until April 5th, which is this coming Sunday. We've already seen some iPhone 9 cases pop up from online retailers, but actual inventory being sent to Best Buy is a more important step for the process. This usually doesn't happen until much closer to a device's release. And what's also notable is that Best Buy is being told not to inventory these cases until April 5th. It's unlikely that April 5th will be the release date for the iPhone 9, but one possibility is that Apple announces the iPhone 9 this week with availability sometime next week. Best Buy and other retailers just don't want the iPhone 9 cases to appear in their inventory or be available for purchase ahead of Apple's official announcement. The iPhone 9 is expected to be a 4.7-inch follow-up to the iPhone 8, with Touch ID and a home button, as well as a newer A13 processor. It's important to keep in mind that release date plans are still shifting, but it could be that we see the iPhone 9 as soon as this week. 9to5Mac exclusively reported earlier this month that iOS 14 and watchOS 7 will include a new school time mode and kids mode for Apple Watch. The latter feature includes the ability for a parent to set up and manage an Apple Watch for a child with a single iPhone. And as part of watchOS 7's focus on kids, Apple is going to be more thoughtful about how activity tracking will work for younger users. Based on iOS 14 code seen by 9to5Mac, when an Apple Watch is configured in this new kids mode, Apple will treat the activity rings differently for the first time. Currently, activity rings consist of three metrics: red for the number of calories burned, green for the number of exercise minutes, and blue for the number of stand hours. Technically speaking, the red move ring is showing you the number of active calories burned in a day versus the greater number of total calories. But this whole system can go a bit haywire for children or even encourage the wrong type of movement, so a new system is necessary for a kids mode. In kids mode, Apple Watch will instead replace the active calories metric with a new move ring focused on time. For example, Apple Watch can track a goal of 90 minutes of movement throughout the day instead of 500 active calories burned. So for kids, Apple doesn't want the focus to be on calories. The kids mode version of the move ring will be great for encouraging kids to be more active, and will also better reward kids for activities like playing outside or participating in sports than the standard move ring. And it can also work in conjunction with the exercise ring, with the exercise ring focused on actual exercise, such as trackable workouts, and the move ring focused on general movement, again like playing outside. We currently expect watchOS 7 to be unveiled during WWDC in June and released to the public sometime this fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.